No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Well, thanks.
Oh, it's nice to have you in the studio on a sunny morning.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that you do bring the sunshine with you up into the studios. We've got a few texts coming in already. If you want to ask Ange a question, you can flick us a text on 5395 or you can call us on 309 3879.
Ange's been saying everyone's been sort of a bit all over the show, haven't they?
Yeah, it's sort of been quite intense lately, and I just sort of say, just take care of yourself, take it slow, and luckily we're sort of into school holidays, so some people can take a bit of a breather.
Have a breather,
and
yeah.
And then that'll empty out the city a bit too, so then we can all go, it's all okay.
Less traffic in the morning if you've got to drive to work.
Yes, I had a really good run-in.
Should be, in theory.
Let's start with this question here. Someone says, anything for helping a toddler to sleep?
Yes. Now, I'm all for the big sleep programs, you know, because the first child I had, you know, I was jet-lagged the whole, for about 18 months, you know. I just let her, you know, do whatever she needed to do. And the next one was like, right, you're having solids? Right, down to bed, you know. And I'll get up to them if they're in pain or something like that. But otherwise, you've just got to make it not worthwhile. So, you know, bringing them into bed and cuddling and, you know, bottles of milk and all sort of in the middle of the night, forget it. You know, don't make it worthwhile.
Hard ass.
Yeah. And especially up to toddler years now. But aside from that, if they're in pain, you've got to treat pain, you know. So if they've got earache and, you know, they're miserable and streaming and pulling their ears and, they've got a fever, do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. But if it's behavioural, if they're eating solids, top them up and put them to bed. Give them a banana and things like that. The other thing is there's good. There's an active element called 2.3. It's got potassium, magnesium and calcium. And they're minerals which are really safe to give to children, especially growing children. Mm-hmm. The bones will just go, yum, thank you very much. But it stabilises the nervous system.
Okay.
And then you can do things like, you could do a bit of lavender on a hanky.
I was about to say, what are your thoughts on lavender drops on a pillow or something? Because I used to have that as a kid.
Yeah, and it goes through the olfactory nerve and it makes them relax, and that's okay too. It's always good to have a bed routine before going to bed. So, you know, bath, story, bed, you know. And if they're anxious, you just hold their feet so the energy goes down to their feet and out of their mind, you know.
Oh, that's a good tip.
What's the best thing that happened to you today? You know, not sure there's toddlers sort of two or three, but, you know, just sort of winding them down and making them feel safe, and just that routine is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Routine's good for adults as well, I guess. You know, getting yourself into a bit of a regular routine helps with sleep.
Yeah, totally. So that's where I'd head with that. But the active elements, you know, magnesium, potassium is really good. There's always Kiwi Herb Kids Calm too, which is chamomile, and that's a good one to have in the household. And then you've got toddlers, because in my day you had to make a cup of tea, and by the time it cooled down, they'd run off or fallen asleep and then wasted your whole time getting it to the right temperature. Whereas Kids Calm, you just go slurp and it's done.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Speaking of anxiety related things, there's this other text that says, hi Ange, I've been taking paroxetine for anxiety for 3 years and want to move to a natural therapy. What would you suggest?
Okay, well, just check with your doctor that they're happy with you to come off the paroxetine, because naturopaths aren't allowed to do anything like that. So just, and it's, you know, your call as well, but just check with the person who's prescribed it. But then I'm about to do a talk on the 21st of September about, is your mood getting on top of you? And I've been doing the great webinars on feed your microbiome. So eating the right foods to feed the right bacteria that make you feel calm. You know, and also exercise. You've got to get that morning sun on your face. You get the serotonin up. You know, walk on the beach with the sunshine on your face. Just get up, you know, 20 minutes earlier. And, you know, the no screens at night time, so you get a good sleep. But exercise is really good. And eating protein, like take boiled eggs, cans of salmon, and do deep breathing. So there's a Buteyko breathing method where you breathe in for 5 counts, out for 5 counts, and keep out for another 5 counts. And then you breathe in for 5 counts. And that is the only way we know how to reset ourselves out of the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight, flight, the world's unsafe, everything has to be done with urgency, into parasympathetic, where there's nothing wrong. You know?
Does that takes the breathing stuff, takes the breathing stuff?
The breathing stuff.
Breathing technique, actually.
Takes a bit of practice, though, right? Like, I don't know if I could go in for 5 and then out for 10 straight off the bat. I probably have to practice that.
Well, you get better at it, and you can do it at the light, so you can just park the car and do it, or and you've got to visualize what you do want, you know, the outcome, so you put it out there, and watch what comes back. Very interesting.
Sounds very good.
So I am all for the deep breathing. In fact, people have gone, you know, I've tried this, that and the other, but that breathing really works. You know, like I used to wake up with anxiety and now I just drop into the breathing and it just resets your nervous system. Literally, it is the only thing we know how to do to reset it into parasympathetic.
I was going
to
say, it sounds so funny being like, that breathing thing, that really works. You know, that thing that we're really meant to do.
Yeah.
Your body does naturally.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite a hard thing to train yourself into getting into that system as well.
Yeah.
But if you can do it, it's worth it, you reckon, Ange?
Absolutely. And I do see a lot of people for anxiety, and I teach them all about the parent, adult, child, and looking after that little voice inside that's like, because the adult does too much, and, you know, you've got to really bring up the parent character within yourself and go, it's all right. 90% of what you worry about doesn't turn out.
Yeah.
You know, now let's have some lunch. What do you need? You know, and you got to talk to that little child within you. Otherwise, it comes unstuck. And that's pretty ugly when it comes unstuck.
Yeah, totally.
So you got to go, what do you need? All right. Well, let's just have a nice morning tea. Okay. And lunchtime, we're going to walk around the block. Because you're entitled to walk around the block and
your lunch break.
You know,
absolutely.
Please get outside. You don't have to be stuck to your emails, you know. In fact, if you get outside on your paid lunch break that you're allowed to take, you come back and you have a much better afternoon.
More proactive.
Yeah.
It's funny how, like, just getting yourself to actually go out, that can actually change.
It takes you all your might.
Sitting there thinking, I should do that.
Yeah.
Like, and then as soon as you do it, you feel ultimately better.
Yeah. And you're like, gosh, I'm so glad I did that, you know. So, but it does take all your might to prize yourself away.
Yeah.
I was also going to say, on school holidays, I always used to, when I had school age kids, I always used to make it a time where you treated warts.
Oh, rock and roll.
Oh, nice. No,
because, you know, you're out of routine and you're at the batch and you got 10 days where you can just treat your warts every night. So I thought, you know,
it's a good thing to do.
Everyone's on holiday. And also, I was just thinking, what other things I'm going to actually make a display at Harvest, actually, because I've got a few things that I think people should take away on holiday. And one is 7.1, which is good for boils and sore throats and glands and anything that needs sort of sorting out in that department.
Is it like an anti-phlegm?
No, it's a mineral that helps sort of ripen things and sort them out. Because often some people can get funny skin infections and things.
Yeah.
I've got opsites, which are with a padded bit in it, and that's really good for when the wetsuit rubs or you've got blisters or things like that. They're good to take on holiday, especially if you're going to a tropical country and you want to just cover it and let it breathe like a but you can, you know, like keep it undercover for a week. And I've also got these really cool herbal playing cards that a friend of mine makes, and they're all New Zealand botanicals.
Oh, that's cool.
They're like $25, but they're like beautiful
cards,
and they're unique.
That could be a good present. Good present if you've got birthdays or things coming up.
So I thought I might make a little holiday stand since it's school holidays and go, all right, well, have a look at that.
Sounds
and great. Go treat your warts.
Yeah, what do you recommend for treating warts? Just the classic.
I usually just get
stuff.
The Duofilm or whatever it is.
Is that the paint stuff?
Yeah. Or otherwise, you can do the milk of dandelions and things like that. Or banana skin. All those sort of acids work well. Yeah.
Cool.
Banana skin.
Well, thank
I've
you.
Not heard of that one before.
That's no, neither have I.
Yeah, and you've got to put Vaseline around the good skin to keep the good skin. And then it's just the acids. It just keeps burning it. And you rub it back with an emery board so you buff it up a bit so the immune system realises, oh, there's something going on here, because it sits in a little cup of skin and the immune system doesn't know that there's a wart there. So you've got to sort of
freak it out a little bit. Yeah.
And then put the juice in.
All right, well, thank you so much, Ange, for bringing up those hot tips
lovely
for holidays.
There. Boils and warts and happy holidays.
You've got to treat it, because otherwise other kids get it and then it just
I know.
Around,
and you go,
don't
wear bare feet at school.
No.
But all the kids at primary school run around in bare feet.
Well, we'll speak to you next Monday. Thanks, Ange.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.
We're going to play some